You're listening to PubK Law's 2-Minute Warning, a quick look at a key takeaway from a recent bid protest case. Hi, this is Bill Olfer for PubK Law, and I'm here with today's 2-Minute Warning. In an LPTA evaluation, there is no rule stopping an agency from evaluating more proposals after they have identified the lowest price, technically acceptable offer. In this protest, Systems Plus challenged a task order award by Customs and Border Protection using an LPTA evaluation approach. During the evaluation, the lowest priced offer was found to be technically unacceptable. The agency evaluated the second lowest priced offer and found its proposal to be acceptable. Then the agency also evaluated the protester's proposal, which was the third lowest priced, and found that it was also technically acceptable. The agency made the award to the second lowest priced offer. After being debriefed, Systems Plus protested, arguing the agency had departed from the LPTA evaluation scheme. The protester argued that the agency improperly evaluated more proposals than it should have. According to the protester, the agency had no reason to evaluate its offer unless it had found both the lowest and second lowest priced offers to be technically unacceptable. Otherwise, the agency would have made the award without evaluating the protester's proposal at all. Because the agency eventually made the award to the second lowest price offer, Systems Plus inferred the agency had reevaluated the awardee's proposal and revised its opinion in order to take advantage of the awardee's lower price. The protester argued the agency violated the terms of the solicitation, which stated that proposals found to be technically unacceptable would be given no further consideration. In response, the agency conceded that it evaluated more proposals than necessary, but it argued that this was a minor deviation that did not prejudice Systems Plus. GAO agreed. First, GAO found nothing improper about the agency's evaluation of the awardee's proposal. Second, even if the agency reevaluated a technically unacceptable proposal and revised its opinion, GAO found no reason to object to that action. GAO found the protester unreasonably interpreted the solicitation language regarding unacceptable proposals. According to GAO, there is nothing precluding an agency from re-evaluating a proposal before making an award decision. Otherwise, an agency would not even be permitted to verify the accuracy of its own evaluation. If you want to read the full decision in this case, you can find the document on the same page where you listen to this podcast. Until next time, this is Bill Olver for PubK Law, and that was your 2-Minute Warning.